this is Dallin.
Hey, Dallin. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Were you able to get my message?
I did get your message, but I believe you called in on a different number, right?
Number than this one that you just called me at?
This number that we're speaking on, I don't think is the regular number that we have on file.
Yeah, yeah. This is my personal cell phone.
Okay.
Call from this number.
Can you tell me the regular number that we have on file so I can notate your account properly?
Yeah, let's see. We have a few. Let me check which one Dan used for you guys. I don't know if he used his phone or if he used the business number. Let me see what his number is. All right, so Dan's number is... This is at 406-860-9699.
Did
you use that one, or is that...
Let me see. It's loading. Doing the work. Yeah, that's not the one that we have either.
Okay, then you can try our actual business number. It's 208-917-1869.
Okay. That number looks super familiar to me. Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Yep, that's the one. Should I put either of these other numbers on file?
Yeah, yeah, if you would, because this is our business number, so this is like the number people call in to us, but if we're calling, we usually use our cell phones.
Okay, so when Local Splash contacts, do you want us to contact on this 951 number or the 406 number?
Oh, sorry. You can call doing the 208-91. It goes to both of us. It's like
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That one's fine to use. Yeah. But
okay.
I guess just for us calling, we don't typically call from that number.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I'm going to go ahead and put this 951 number in. And Dallin, what is your last name?
Pancarry. It's spelled P as in Peter, A N C H E R I.
Okay. Go ahead and put this in. That way we have it. And you're the partner, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, got that. So there has been some spam going on that people are trying to, they call it phishing, phishing, with the Facebook stuff. So one thing that you can definitely do is you can forward that email over to support@localsplash, and then we will take a look at it and let you know if it's legit or not. 9 out of 10 times it's not, especially with that doing air quotes, the copyright thing that they do. They'll say like that we've infringed on somebody's copyright, or that we've basically have perjured or duplicated something that we weren't allowed to. And that, again, they're just trying to get you to give some, like if you respond to that, then they're going to start asking you for some type of information, so on and so forth. You see?
Right. Yeah. And so it was just a message inside the Messenger app on Facebook. So
that's definitely a scam.
I was thinking it was, but I was like, oh, let me just make sure with you guys.
Messenger.
But, okay.
Messenger scam alert. Okay, perfect. I've gone ahead and notated that here in your account just so that we have it.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can just block that. And it's funny because if you put like scam, or you respond like back to like hacker or something like that, then they completely delete that profile. Like that message will poof, be gone all of a sudden. Like it's crazy. The stuff
that
they try to do. Yeah. They're just, it's really nuts with the way that they try to do things today. So I'm really grateful that you didn't respond to them or give them any type of information, because they make it seem legit. Like if you say, oh, well, you know, like you click whatever they say or you do whatever they're asking, and then they start asking more information. Cause I have my own Facebook business profile. I have a Jam and Jelly business, And they did me like that. They got me, but they started asking for like information that Facebook doesn't need, right? And I'm like, but if you're not hip to it, then you might think that Facebook needs that information. You know, like if you don't already know, so you might be like, oh, okay, well this seems normal, but it's not. Facebook is never going to contact you through Messenger to ask you for anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help for that. Yeah.
Yeah, my pleasure. And if you guys have any more questions, feel free. Like I said, you can call in anytime. I'm here for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
All right. My pleasure. Talk to you later.
Yes. You too.
Bye. Okay. Bye.